Imagine serving hundreds of people out of a small store in very rural Illinois. That's the setting that takes place many a summer day and to slightly smaller crowds year-round. They come to a place called Moonshine for some food at a cafe setting that's hard to replicate. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The Moonshine Store was established in 1912. The crossroads here and that one building is all there is of that town of Moonshine, but this place can attract lots of people, especially on a Saturday.
We've been over 800, but it usually averages between 600 and 800.
Jackie Tuttle and her sister-in-law, Lisa Tuttle, today operate the Moonshine Store, taking over for their mother-in-law in 2016. And yes, they can serve well into the hundreds of hamburgers here in a day. They've been serving Moon Burgers for decades. It's just good ground beef, served on a bun on a paper plate. But the magic of coming to a little store and sitting under a picnic table underneath the trees outside is one that has attracted locals and people from far away.
When we're busy in the summer, you don't see too many locals. They'll stay away.
The wintertime, we'll have all the locals.
Yes, then they come back because they can have that.
Because they know.
Reporter Bill Geist came to the store in 2003 and did a story about the place. That story made this place a destination. Sometimes the line will stretch out the door and down the road several hundred feet. They open at 6 a.m. There's really no seating inside, and the menu is simple. Most get the half-pound Moon Burger. They shut the grill down at 12:30. They keep the prices as low as possible to help families, but also make a living for themselves.
That's nice, to bring the little ones in. That comes back to the prices. You have to keep it at a price that a family can come.
And many do come to a rural crossroads to eat a good hamburger off a paper plate under the trees in the middle of farm country, just like others have done for decades. Traveling the Countryside in Moonshine, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.